Senator Max Baucus, an administrator of Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Marilyn Tavenner, recently visited Libby and spoke with representatives from the Northwest Community Health Center about the needs and the numbers. The Libby Health Center grew from 1,400 square feet to 10,000 square feet in 2007, and it has plans to add several thousand more square feet next year. Executive Director Maria Clemens says they served just under 2,000 individual patients in 2003. By 2012, that number jumped to more than 6,000. Clemens says the health center provides comprehensive health care, including primary care, dental, and behavioral health.
Community health centers throughout the nation provide primary care to underserved communities. Our target is the uninsured and underinsured, but we do serve everybody.
Clemens says about 40% of the patients they see in Libby do not have insurance.
You know, we provide accessible, affordable care to them on a sliding fee scale so that we don't ever turn them away because of their inability to pay.
Clemens says in 2012, the Community Health Center of Libby served more than 6,000 patients. She says more than 70% of those live below 200% of the poverty level. That equates to a little more than $47,000 annual income for a family of four.
About 1,200 of our patients who are currently uninsured won't be eligible for any assistance through the Affordable Care Act because of the lack of Medicaid expansion. And so we would love it if all of our patients all of a sudden had insurance, but we know that that just frankly isn't going to happen. But any dent we can make obviously helps with a revenue stream.
Clemens says because the state chose not to expand Medicaid, it leaves a gap in those covered. She says they currently serve about 1,200 people living below 100% of poverty, which is about $23,500 a year for a family of four. Clemens says those people will not qualify for tax credits or subsidies to help purchase insurance because it was assumed that Medicaid expansion would cover people in that income bracket.
So when Medicaid became a choice for states, it left this loophole of really some really poor people who now have no option when the Affordable Care Act's intent was to provide options for everybody. So that's a struggle. It's a struggle for them. It's a struggle for organizations trying to provide them care.
Right now at the health center, if an office visit costs $100 and it's deemed a person is only able to pay $40, the other $60 is covered through a federal grant called 330 funding. Clemens says that may or may not change as provisions of the Affordable Care Act move forward because it'll be determined on a state-by-state basis. What they're working on right now is getting the information out there about the health insurance exchanges and signing people up for insurance.
Community health centers are fulfilling the need in the community. So the additional revenue we get through reimbursement of health insurance will go to provide additional services that our patients can't access now.
The Community Health Center in Libby recently received an $87,000 grant to hire two full-time employees to help sign people up for health insurance through the new health insurance exchanges. These are two of 27 being hired throughout the state as navigators through the Affordable Care Act. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.